It's great to have the incredible Oscar De La Hoya on the Savvy Investor Radio, probably one of the most prolific, successful boxers of all time. You're here with us at the Pump Foundation. Yeah. You know, I read a story about the Olympics when you won, right? I mean, it was a tribute to your mom. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I started boxing at the age of six. I worked my way up the Junior Olympic rankings and the Golden Gloves, and I was able to make the Olympic team in 1992, Barcelona. I was 17 years old. My mother was obviously, you know, hit by cancer, breast cancer to be exact, and she passed away shortly after, right before Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And so my mother's dying wish was always for me to win the Olympic gold, and so I was able to conquer and win the gold, and so I became the golden boy, and, you know, I think my life changed overnight once I got back to the U.S. from Barcelona drastically. But it's always, you know, my mother's passing has always been an inspiration, and it's always been a motivation for me to just be the very best version of myself. Even though I've had trials and tribulations, I've had ups and downs, I've had life moments where I shouldn't even be here speaking to you. That's how serious it's gotten. I've always been able to pick myself up, and because of my mother, because of her strength, because of her will, her fighting spirit, and be able to be here in the Pump Foundation and spread the message, basically.
Right, right. Yeah. They do fantastic work. So, yeah. So I mean, on that same vein, you know, I mean, obviously fond memories of mom, inspirations for mom. If she was here today to cook you dinner, what would it be? What do you miss about her cooking?
Wow, yeah. Chilaquiles were the favorite.
Yeah. What is that? I don't even know.
So chilaquiles, it's basically, let's say you stack up about maybe eight corn tortillas, mm-hmm. and you dice them up into little squares, right? And then you fry them in a pan, and then you throw some eggs, maybe three, four eggs, and you scramble it all. Then you dice up the little chilies and onions. You dice up the tomatoes, and you throw it all in there. It's nice and beautiful and colorful. Then she makes this like green, you know, homemade hot sauce.
Okay.
So you put it on a plate, put the little hot sauce on top, and you enjoy.
Fond memories.
Amazing.
All right, so you turned 49 years old this year. Not too many people spend their birthdays giving back. Tell us a little bit about what you did for this year's your birthday year.
Wow.
Right? You did some
for my birthday year. Yeah, I actually
a big cookout.
Actually. Giving out food,
right?
For the less privileged. Me and my girlfriend Holly went to this organization in downtown, and I just felt that it was the right thing to do. You know, I've always been in this position where, you know, being the golden boy, being a world champion, being a celebrity, you know, people a lot of times, and it's nice that they give to you, they always give, like, you know, what does Oscar want, what does he need? So I just felt, you know what, for my 49th birthday, it's time for me to give back.
Right.
And so we were able to spend some great time you know, cooking food and chopping up some vegetables and fruits and packaging them up and giving them away to families that are in need, basically. And so that was probably one of the best gifts that I can give myself.
Right.
It felt so gratifying. I felt, for once, I didn't feel empty in my heart, you know.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Oscar, it's been great having you on the show. We'll see you this weekend.
Sounds
at
good.
The Pump Foundation, and congratulations for all
thank
your
you.
Success, and especially for giving back to the community. Can't
appreciate
beat that.
It. Thank you, man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right.